Kim, talk about your journey as an artist, how you developed your style, how you got interested in art.
I've always been interested in art. It's something I just feel like it's been something I've always wanted to do since I was a young kid, and felt like it was often the one thing that I felt empowered by and good at. And so any opportunity that I had to do the creative project at school or to get involved in some sort of creative project, I jumped in on that. As I got older, I started doing a lot more painting, and that has become the type of art that I love the most to do, is painting, specifically oil painting is favorite.
I was going to ask you on the mediums that you've chosen and why, say, you prefer oil paint over watercolor. I think in some ways, some are more forgiving than others of mistakes, but why have you chosen oils as your favorite medium?
Well, I love doing watercolor as well, but oils, it was something I was intimidated by for a long time. And it wasn't until I went back to school a little later in life, I was actually taking classes at KBCC and with a painting class. And at the beginning of the class, the instructor said, choose acrylics or oils and then stick with it for the whole class. And I felt like it was an opportunity for me to just jump in and to really give it a try. And then I loved it. And the thing I love about it is just the pigments and painting wet on wet so that you can mix colors right on the canvas. I really love using color. And so when it stays wet for such a long time, you can continue to make changes right on the canvas as you go. And I enjoy that in Venture.
So you feel like the oils are more forgiving than watercolors?
I do. And because with watercolor, which again, I also enjoy, once something's there, it's there. And which can be a really great thing as far as embracing the mystery and just, you know, painting something. And it might not be what you expected because the watercolor is so loose. And then you can follow that journey into something new. But if you want it to be something specific, it's less forgiving as far as layering.
Yeah, I think that's true. The way the water flows, you kind of have to let go and a
yes,
little more control
do.
When you're working with something like oil or even acrylics. So what have been your inspirations, your muses? Are there certain artists that inspire you, or a walk in nature, or has a certain teacher mentored you? What's brought you along the way?
Oh, that's an excellent question. There's so many things. I have always been a fan of work that is expressing deep feelings, like showcasing parts of life that don't always get attention. Or let me see, for example, well, Frida Kahlo is somebody that I've always admired, and her ability to create so much feeling in her work. And Hopper has also been somebody that I've enjoyed. It's a little bit of a dark mystery, and I love that how he would find places that maybe don't always get attention, you know, like invokes a feeling. As far as my own inspiration, like, I love color. I really love to be able to mix colors and to put unusual colors together and make things that are bright and vibrant. I guess I would say my journey throughout time is just that I really want to continue to explore more and to try more things.
I think that's just part of the artist's nature, isn't it?
It is.
So now, in the time of COVID, seems to be a phrase I'm using a lot these days, we've all had to change our lifestyles, and sometimes I think maybe artists less so, because we tend to work in our own little studios and our quiet little corners separated from the world anyway. But it can be hard, too. I wonder how it's affected you. I understand you've taught art for a long time. How has that affected your teaching?
Yes, so that is true. And so for the last, I've done teaching throughout my life, but for the last 7 years, I've been teaching at the Kazoo School here in Kalamazoo, and as the arts educator and director, and has been my heart's work. And when COVID came and everybody had to go home and teach virtually, such a challenge for all the teachers, and like trying to work with the kids with the materials that they have at home. And you know, it took some time for us to figure that out. But I had to come to the decision that I had to not return to that job due to family and just so many factors. It was a really difficult decision. And so I decided to create my own arts programming this fall, teaching outdoors and virtually. And so I have pods of kids that I meet with weekly online, and some are here in Michigan and some are out of state, or friends or family that, you know, normally couldn't see each other every day. So we can all meet together in that virtual space and explore.
You have like a whole families, like a Zoom thing, and everybody does an art project together?
Mm-hmm. I've had that too.
That's
I actually
neat.
Did a Zoom art birthday party last night with, there were probably about 18 participants all together, friends and family from all over. And we did air dry clay. And so packages of clay got sent out to all the families. And then we met in that space and I took them through how to use it. And we made things together and it was super festive. And it's just been filling up my heart through these unusual times. Like, we just have to keep finding ways to be creative in every single thing we do. It's different. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to meet and do projects outdoors and be safe, you know, with the kids. It's getting cold now, so that creates some more challenges. Are we going to bundle up and make things out of snow? Or maybe.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what are you going to do when the snows fly? But you're going to go ahead and do it anyway?
Well, it depends on the groups. Right now, we've kind of pulled back a little bit just because of the counts are higher, you know, in our area.
True.
But so had to pull back. I've been seeing more families virtually. It's kind of like everything is week to week. You know, I check in, see how everybody's feeling, and we just kind of go from there. But I do have some kids and pods that, through the winter, we've talked about bundling up, and if there's snow, we'll make stuff out of the snow and we'll spray it colors with food coloring and make sculpture gardens or ice paint. We're just going to keep working at it. But it's definitely something that could happen in the near future.
Well, let's circle back to the teaching a little bit. What age group did you used to teach at Kazoo School?
So Kazoo School is an independent school, and we had, there are kids that are preschool through eighth grade, and I had the great fortune to see everybody. And so I'm used to working with a wide range of ages.
I imagine that children are especially fun to teach because they're open to everything, and we tend to get a little more inhibited, I think, and self-critical as we get older. Is that something that you found to be true, and how do you keep children from getting that way?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. It's true. You know, there's so much wonder, you know, about exploring. And then when kids start to get to age 11 or 12 is when they start to pull in a little bit. And I've worked really hard at trying to help kids to continue to feel safe. It's a lot about feeling safe, to be themselves in that space. You have to create a space that feels like a place that their safety and being themselves and exploring new things. So building relationship is really important, and information and how to use the materials. And then, you know, lots of conversation about, you know, and sharing about yourself and giving an opportunity for the students to reflect back their experience. Since I've been doing this teaching this fall, I've been working with adults too, And there's a lot of adults that need that nurturing, especially right now with all the things that everybody's juggling. Art is a really wonderful outlet for healing your soul.
You have on your website a notation on art therapy, so I wondered how that worked. And you just mentioned working with adults. How does art help people heal?
Yeah, there's a variety of ways. And one pathway to that is, let's say that a few people working together, whether it's online or in person, and you have materials in front of you, there's this emotion that kind of pulls you down, awaits you in a good way, and helps you to feel more open. And while you're working, you can have conversation. And maybe it's about the work, but it might also just be about feelings or what you're going through. I am grateful for the opportunities that I've had to have that experience. And I've been finding more and more adults asking or connecting and looking for those outlets right now.
Another thing I saw on your website that grabbed my heart was some of the commission work you do. You do a lot of pet portraits, and I thought, you have to be a pet lover because the details and the accuracy is wonderful. The animals just come alive on your portraits. So is that something that you do a lot in commission work?
Yes, and it is something that I came about completely unplanned. I had a friend years ago that wanted to give a painting to a friend of their dog. And the dog was getting older and maybe not having a lot of life left. And so they commissioned me to do this painting. And I'd never done anything like that before. But I love dogs, especially. And so I just went for it. And then I shared it. And then when I shared it, someone else asked. And then it just kind of became something that's in my life now that I'm so grateful for. And often when people come to me for a commission, it's because it's a beloved pet that is not here anymore or is getting older. And it's an opportunity for them to have something that kind of captures their essence and emotion. It can be an emotional experience that I'm honored to be a part of.
When you're on your own, not being commissioned, what kind of subject matter usually draws you?
Well, that's something I'm really working at getting back to right now, because for a long time I have been doing commission work, and I've been an illustrator, illustrating children's books, and often doing work for others' visions, which is wonderful. And now COVID has also brought me this space of being able to do more of my own work. I really love nature and observational work, but then adding abstract perspective to the reality of what I'm looking at, just kind of stretching things and hoping to create a feeling of looking further.
Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us, Kim, to tell us about your art. And we'll link to your website and your Etsy shop for people who want to learn more and view your work. So thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. I really am grateful for the opportunity.